views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I have a special guest on my show today, a fellow Life Sparks author. Healing artist Veronica P. Lynch is an international best-selling author in the anthologies Pebbles in the Pond, Transforming the World One Person at a Time, Wave 4 and Wave 5, and contributing author in Volume 1 of the new book series, Life Sparks. Her chapter actually can be found in the book. Her chapter starts on page 191. And Dr. Lynch is co-founder of Creative Whole Wellness Services. She is dedicated to teaching inspirational and supportive techniques for creative, healthy balance in life. As a certified social worker and integrative health coach, her mission is to empower others to take charge of their lives and to move past the obstacles that stand in their way of their happiness. Dr. Lynch is also the creator of Seven Balancing Acts to Wholeness, a path to revitalization. Her passion is to help others raise their life force energy to put an end to suffering and to create a new vital life. Hi, Veronica, are you there?
Hi, Colette, I'm here.
Hi, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, well, I it's been so much fun. I have been meeting my fellow authors, at least through the radio. And one day we'll all get together in person, I'm sure. But it's been a real privilege to work with you and all of these other beautiful people to share these inspiring stories. And, you know, I would just like to give you the floor right now. I will take calls from people if you want to call in, as I said, 1-800-930-2819. And I will shift energy, but I want to allow you, Veronica, just to share your story here. Tell us about yourself.
Okay. Well, first of all, I am just so grateful and honored to be a contributing author with so many wonderful, authentic messengers, you and the others from around the world. So it's just my deep pleasure to do that. as you said, my story, which can be found on page 191, has to do with my recent experience and journey in dealing with a major back surgery known as a laminectomy. And I began to feel discomfort in my back in, say, 2009 while I was working in my yard. I remember bending over to pick up something and felt a pinch in my lower back. At that time, I kept thinking that it would just go away, and I continued to do my regular workout. I was working out about four times a week at that time. But I continued to have intermittent pain. I just continued to do my regular routine. And at that time, I didn't really seek any medical attention as to what was causing the pain, because I'm thinking, you know, I'm healthy, I'm working out, I'm fine, I'll get over it. It's really nothing to worry about. But fast forward 5 years later, in 2014, on Thanksgiving Day, actually, I had this excruciating pain in my lower back. It went all the way down my legs, both of my legs, down to my instep. It was so bad that I had to lie down to get off my feet. So eventually, that was in November. So in January, I decided to come back to New York. At the time, I was in South Carolina at my other home and retreat center there. And I decided to come back to New York to go to my regular doctor. And at that time, my doctor told me that I needed to see a neurologist. I mean, this pain was so excruciating that I couldn't even walk, you know, from my apartment to the elevator, about 20 feet. I was keeled over, and when I tried to walk to the store, to the post office, I had to sit on anything that I could find, whether it be a bench, a crate. Whatever I can find, I just had to sit down because the pain was so excruciating. So eventually he sent me to their neurologist, who decided that I should get some physical therapy and some acupressure and chiropractic and all those things, and none of those things helped. So eventually he told me that I needed to go to a neurosurgeon to discuss the possibility of surgery. So that's how it started for me in January.
And what, you know, like, what did that do to you? Because, like, I know you, like, you're a busy person.
Yeah.
And what was that like for you?
It was really I was distraught in some ways because, yeah, I am a busy person, and I had my schedule was packed with things to do, and I had to figure out how was I going to function. I couldn't walk, or I couldn't complete any task that I had on my calendar. So, of course, I did go to the neurosurgeon, and eventually they told me that I would need surgery. Prior to that, I had done MRIs and CAT scans and, of course, x-rays and all that. And eventually, I decided that I needed to do the surgery to get my back together. My back felt like it was just falling apart, and I just needed something to take care of it to feel better.
Yeah, that's it's very challenging for people. I'm just from reading your biography and just getting to know you from your book and knowing the type of work you do, that you are used to being the one that is helping others. So
yeah,
when you get in a position where you need help from others, sometimes that can be really challenging for people. And, you know, we're going to take a short break here in a minute here. And when we come back, I'm just going to get you to share, you know, what your experience is about what that was like for you, and also what you learned from it, so that we can, you know, just share with other people listening in that maybe are going through a similar thing, that, you know, that there is light at the end of the tunnel, right?
Yes, there is.
Yes. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Veronica Lynch. When we return, we will continue with her story, and we will. You can feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some more shift happen.
All intuits, healers, and readers, you are invited to the Women of Wisdom Fall Festival. Healing our planet, sharing our gifts. Join us as we celebrate the bounty of our Mother Earth on October 1st at North Seattle Community College. We're looking for a variety of practitioners and experts in the art of energy healings, intuitive readings, and bodywork. If you are a reader, healer, or artisan, we invite you to share your gifts with the Women of Wisdom community. Go to womenofwisdom.org to apply.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Veronica Lynch. Before we continue, Veronica, will you just share your contact information with everyone?
Yes. I can be reached at www.createwhole.com.
Awesome.
And my email, is CREATEWHOLE.com.
And you are you are a social worker by training at, and so what is your motivation? Like what is the story that you want to really share with the listeners today?
Yes, what I really want to share with listeners is to really pay close attention to the signs, the body messages, so that they can take action quickly. Don't procrastinate, but to take care of whatever medical situation or whatever pain they're experiencing before it's, it gets worse.
Yeah, like when I do energetic work, what comes up with a lot of back pain, that's like the hard drive of the computer, like of the biological computer in the human body. And it's kind of like if your spine's off, it has a profound effect on people. And so you, I do have a caller on the line. I'm just going to take her call quickly here and just see what's going on with her. This is Julie from Ontario. Are you there, Julie?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Since we're talking about pain, I feel like there's something going on. I don't know if it's from sacrum level, but I'm getting my left side. My toes sometimes kind of twitch on their own.
Oh, okay. So you're getting kind of like on the left side of your body, you have... like your toes, you said, are actually twitching?
Yeah.
Okay. And,
I
like
to, stuff going on.
And what is it painful or is it just, that it's bothering you because of the twitching?
It just feels like there's some kind of block. So it's not painful, but it just feels like there's just tingly and kind of numb sometimes.
Okay. And on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like, this is really, really bad, where are you at?
You know, it's not that high. I don't think it's like 6, maybe.
Like a 3 or so?
Yeah.
3 to 5 is what I'm getting.
About it.
So I'm going to let Veronica tell her story some more about her experience. And while she's talking in the background, I'm going to work on what's going on with you, what I'm picking up energetically, and then I'll check in with you in a few minutes. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay, Veronica, so your experience, you know, what happened with you?
Yeah, well, I was actually born, from what they explained to me, I was born with a small spinal canal, and many people are born with small spinal canal. And over time and with age, I guess the canal got smaller, which resulted in a pinched nerve for me and development of what they call stenosis, which is a form of arthritis. And that made it difficult for the nerve to flow freely through my spine. So the procedure that they perform with me is called a laminectomy. And a laminectomy is basically surgery to remove the back of one or more of the vertebrae, which will give access to the spinal cord and relieve the pressure on the nerve. Mm-hmm. And during the procedure, the back part of the bone that forms the arc, the vertebral arc, they call it the lamina, that's opened to create the space for the nerve to flow through.
Okay, cool.
So that's
the surgery that you, and when did you have that?
I had that on March 3rd.
Oh, of this year?
Yeah. I'm actually still in recovery right now. And they had to put like 8 titanium screws in my back with 2 braces to keep my back steady and balanced.
Okay, so just for everybody listening that has any back issues, and I've gone through this myself when I was, when my daughters were very young, I had that numbness in my left leg and that, and, you know, it was the situation, as soon as I started doing energy work, it was corrected within half an hour. And I'm just working on Julie in the background here, what's going on. And a lot of times when people have pain in their back, they have, especially the lower back, it'll come up as having to bend over backwards for people so much. And so there can often be underlying weaknesses there when people have a problem. And so I'm just working on structurally, like energetically, the structure of the left foot to the right foot and the right foot back to the left foot, that there's an evenness standing on the ground. So for a lot of people, a lot of times people will have this, like where they have a pinched nerve or they have something happening in their back, but it's actually energetically, the root cause is more of an emotional or a psychological reason or a mm-hmm. trigger that they go through. And so I'm just working on that with Julie, and what's coming up with you, Julie, is on the left side. I'm just picking up like standing on the earth as a woman in at this time. And just getting you strong to that. And I'm going to check in with you, but I want Veronica to have a chance here to finish. You know, I would like to hear, like, how did the surgery go? How is your recovery? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great right now. I can walk. At this point, I have no support. I don't have to wear a brace. I don't have to use the walker. I don't have to use a cane. I'm literally on my own, pain-free. I take no medication. After the surgery, I was readmitted into the hospital because I developed a blood clot. I got up one day, and about a week or two after the surgery, after I had been discharged from the hospital, and I began to feel a pain in my chest when I breathed very deeply. And I went back to the neurosurgeon, and they immediately sent me to the emergency. And they, after doing the test and exams, they determined that I had a blood clot in my left lung. And, of course, I was readmitted into the hospital for a few more days. And I had to take medication for a while, and that was discontinued about 3 weeks ago now. So I'm very much on my way to recovery.
I'm so glad to hear that. And on an energetic level, I just want to point this out to people too, that, you know, when you are in the care of doctors, it's really important to kind of connect with the doctor, all the doctors, the nurses, the hospital, the other patients in the hospital, other people with the same problem, people in beds. There's a few things coming up here that energetically what you can do is shift so that any weaknesses between the doctors, the surgery, any of that is, strengthened beforehand. And it feels like you were doing that because you've had a very good result.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying, yeah, I was actually doing that. And I felt very comfortable with the medical team. The neurosurgeon was a wonderful, pleasant person who was very caring. And he really explained the procedure and what they wanted to accomplish. And I remember going into surgery laughing and just grinning because I believe that all was well. Everything was going to be okay. I felt safe. And I remember telling him I was ready. And when I got out of the surgery, I was still laughing because I had connected with my spirit guide. I had prayed and asked for guidance. And I believed that I was doing the right thing.
Yeah. What's coming up is energetically, you were very strong to this. It was a strong solution for you. And mm-hmm. so, you know, that again, that's a beautiful thing. Like, so what, you know, when you were like, you've been in this process, and I know like you're used to more being the caregiver than the care receiver.
Yes.
What has this taught you?
It's taught me so much. Just being vulnerable, you know, has resulted in me being more humble, more patient, more tolerant of myself and others, and just willing to open my heart to receive love and support from my caregivers. I mean, when you're in a state where you cannot feed yourself, you cannot bathe yourself, you cannot walk, you cannot do anything for yourself, you find yourself in this position. And I just, I'm so grateful for the doctors and the medical team and my family and, you know, colleagues and friends who were there and still are there to support me, because, you know, the experience just really strengthened my faith in a higher power.
I love that, that you took such a challenging, difficult experience. And, you know, it's inspiring to hear your story and that, you know, that your awesome outlook. You know, we have to take a quick break here right now. I was just going to check in with Julie after the break and also give you a chance to, you know, for any last words that you wanted to say to the audience. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com if you're looking for energy, correcting cards, and paintings. And also, if you're looking for energetic upgrade online program with Mark Kettenbach, you can find that at energeticupgrade.com. And I am on all the social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We will be right back after this short break.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org, and we'll see you there.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Julie on the line here from Ontario. Julie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I was, while Veronica was talking, I was just picking up a few energetic weaknesses around what's going on with you. And it's coming up, actually, that it's not really necessarily the tingling and the numbness. is just kind of, is there something going on in your life right now that is about, it's coming up being a woman. So it's coming up kind of relationship-wise with your relationship with being a woman on this earth at this time. Is something going on in that direction in your life?
I mean, in general, probably. Yeah, I don't know. I was listening to Veronica speak and just the sense of being vulnerable.
Yeah, sure, cool. Like, but I just wanted to check in with you because as she's talking, I'm just energetically tuning in, and I just wanted to say that what's coming up is the evenness on from the left side to the right side, from the front of the body to the back of the body, the back of the body to the front of the body, and then, you know, left to right and right to left diagonally. Just strengthen that. And for everybody listening in, that you are able to stand on this earth at this time, totally balanced in relationship, because it's coming up relationships with career, with family, with a lot of different things. And what was interesting is that when Veronica's back went weak, when she really started feeling it, she like, and it was really bothering her. It was while she was cooking a Thanksgiving meal. And it's kind of coming up barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen.
That's so true.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of times women do have resentment to cooking these big meals for family, and they sort of stuff it down like in the stuffing of the turkey. You know what I'm saying? So, so Veronica, I was just working on that a little bit here for everybody because Thanksgiving is coming up in Canada here before you guys in the States. But I just wanted to give you an opportunity to finish. Like, does that resonate with you, Veronica, at the time?
Yes, it really does resonate with me.
Mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 59.
Yeah, see, because it was coming up your age, and it's coming up like, you know, 59 years of cooking for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like,
and I have done, yeah, and I have done some cooking in my life.
I can tell. It's kind of, but it's coming up like, you know, 59 years and going into a lot of times energetically when people have a weakness to their age, like to turning, and it's just coming up you being weak to ending your 50s and starting your 60s. A lot of times what will happen is energetically people will go to the end of the decade. And so for a lot of people, a lot of women that are have this weakness where they are not strong to being in the kitchen cooking meals anymore, even if they really enjoy it on some level. And so we just want to strengthen that for everybody out there and also for you. And I'd like, and for Julie, and I would just like to check in with you now, Julie, and just see how are you feeling?
Actually, it's funny that you speak about that. I feel standing in my seat. Clearer, actually. Yeah, there's a lot around career. So.
Yeah, see, it's kind of coming up, like, how are you supposed to be a woman in the kitchen and also have to be, like, a career woman, you know? And so it's kind of like not knowing which leg to stand on, right? The feminine leg of the old-fashioned woman that works in the kitchen or the new-age woman that's out there to have a career. And so, you know, for all people, and it's not just women that are going through this, clearly it's for men and women, but it's just coming up today, you know, more on the feminine side. So Veronica, I just wanted, Julie, are you down to zero now, or how are you feeling?
I feel pretty clear.
Yeah. So this career thing, if you want to hang on, I'm just going to let Veronica talk and then I'll tell you what else I'm getting about that. Veronica, I'm shuffling the energetic shifting with the conversation. So it goes a little bit. Sometimes what happens when you're following energetic weaknesses, they're not what you think they are. And so it comes up, and it's funny that, you know, you totally resonate with that about your age and standing in the kitchen and making a meal for everyone. And so, and it's not saying that you don't like to do that for your family or your friends, but it just energetically, that's what came up. And so we want to strengthen that for you and for everyone that, you know, is going through that. And then I would just like to, you know, for you to share some last insights here with people about what you would recommend and what you learned from it, and how, what has it done to inspire you?
Okay. Well, you know, with my particular situation, they did explain different methods of treating. And I came to the conclusion that the laminectomy was the procedure for me, because I just needed to be able to walk again. And I just, you know, want to say to people to don't miss out on your life because you have some kind of back problem or other health problem. Don't put it off. Whatever is going on, you need to check it out. Don't procrastinate. Sir Thomas More, a well-known philosopher, social philosopher, he said that what is deferred is not avoided. And it certainly spoke to me because I had pretty much put it off. It's been happening since 2009, and I couldn't avoid it. So during that time, I suffered and I had this pain for such a long time. And, you know, just don't put it off. Pay close attention to what your body is saying because, you know, you can take care of it and, you know, you don't have to be losing the time that you could be enjoying your life. In terms of insurance or healthcare, you know, do your homework to see what resources are available. And just believe and trust in the divine that things are going to work out okay, because I believe personally that self-care is a form of healthcare, which leads to self-healing, self-love, and self-compassion. So do not hesitate. Go and take care of your situation as soon as possible.
I love that. Because what happens is a lot of times if people suppress these energies and they it's generally out of fear, it just causes more problems. And when your body is speaking to you, sometimes when we have discomfort and our body is speaking to us, if we get in touch with that and we can shift it quickly, then we can avoid, like you said, a lot of problems, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It has been such a pleasure to get to know you better. And, you know, our Life Sparks book is out now. It's available at Amazon. And as I said, it's just a real, real pleasure to have been able to connect with you in this way. And I want to thank you so much for all your good work that you're doing.
You're quite welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I just want to put in a note about my retreat space. Mm-hmm. It's called Bliss and Inward Sanctuary and Wellness Retreat Center. We're in the process of relaunching the business, and this particular website is not available as yet. It should be available in the next 2-3 weeks, but I just wanted to mention that.
This I love retreat. The idea of a retreat with you, Veronica. It sounds like fun.
Yes, it would be great.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Veronica. Julie? I just wanted to check in with you. This career thing, what's going on with you with that?
I'm just stalling, and at this point where I'm off my off the social support, so there's no income, and moving forward just to get a job doesn't resonate. Starting my own thing, it just feels almost premature. So I'm in a kind of block. I just feel kind of at a standstill.
Okay, so what's coming up though is that for you, what's happening is this feeling of being stuck is actually the tingling is kind of like anticipation. And so, you know, and then the numbing is not being able to really get in touch with that and feel like you're actually able to move forward in the way that you want. And so we want to strengthen this. It's coming up. The safety net of the Social Security is that's weakening you. It's coming up like that. That's a false security anyway. And so like that, you don't need to rely on, it's coming up, having to rely on others. I do need to take a quick break. If you want, I can hang on to you here for another break and really address this when we come back. I just once again want to thank Veronica for sharing her story. And we'll be right back with Julie after this short break. And we'll just get down to the bottom of this because I feel like you're just about ready to let this go. We'll be right back after this break.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org. And we'll see you there.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth Is Funny, and I have Julie on the line here. Julie, I was just checking in with you energetically over the break, and I just wanted to check with you right now and just see how you're feeling about the career thing.
I can't seem to put my head on it, my mind on it.
So. Yeah, that's what I was correcting you to take your mind off it. it's kind of coming up that for you, it's also a weakness. For how long were you on assistance?
4 years.
Yeah, so it's coming up like this is a leap year, this is just coming up an energetic weakness for you. So we just strengthen you to the 4 years that you were on assistance. And, you know, it's not really assistance, right? It's financial assistance, but you don't really need assistance to live. And so this is what's coming up for you. So we're just going to strengthen you to that, that feeling of the safety net being gone. And then it's coming up that you might fall flat on your face, like trip. And so you're kind of, we want to strengthen you that you're really strong to taking the next step forward, and that you're able, willing, and that you're ready, deserving, committed, and you're absolutely neutral to doing this. So it's kind of like, you know, if you ever played on the monkey bars, you know, when you were a kid, you know how children will say, "Look, Mom, no hands." it's energy coming up like that. And so the weakness of the tingling is actually coming from your fingers. And so it's about being able to grab onto things and be able to make things work. And I was just going to ask you, is the business that you're working on, does it have to do with the internet?
No, my body doesn't want me to be in front of that computer for too long. So
yeah, because you have a weakness to being in front of the computer. And let's just get you strong to that, that the computer is your friend. It's kind of like coming up technology and moving forward in that way. So we're just going to strengthen you that you could take the next step. You could take it with your left foot. You could take it with your right foot. You could actually skip if you want, like a little kid is what's coming up. What's coming up is skipping steps. And that's kind of where you're stumbling on in your journey. So we're just going to get you really strong here that you can move forward by, you know, I'm getting for you what would be very beneficial is making sure that you are at least taking 15 minutes and you're strong to 15 minutes to actually to 20 minutes at a time to take a step of action towards your goal. And so when I say a step of action, that could be something as simple as sending off an email to someone or making a phone call or looking up some information about where you want to go, but just really getting yourself in that place where you're positioning yourself to move forward. And so, and to be able to move forward at the speed that is required, and that's coming up for you, just like everything seems to be happening so fast right now and yet so slow is what, it's kind of like I can see you like it's almost like your feet are stuck in molasses, you know? And so we just want to get you to just step out of that and move into 100% where you want to go and not where you have been is what's coming up. So the past, the present, and the future, just strengthen you to that, get you really strong here to, it's coming up just being able to, you know, Veronica was talking about believing her, that she had a belief, and we want to take any beliefs for you that you can't do this, the limiting beliefs. And so for everybody that's out there that has been, that's in a situation where, you know, and Veronica touched on this also in the show, when you're used to being capable and you're used to being, you know, healthy and moving forward, and then all of a sudden it's kind of like the rug gets pulled out from underneath you. And so I know you called in a couple weeks ago and it's just coming up a weakness of anticipation and excitement. And so we want to strengthen you to be really clear between those two things, that you can anticipate a really strong future moving forward, and that that excitement that you feel around that, it's way better than it was, I'm getting for you, the anxiousness. It's almost like, in a weird way, you're sedated against the anxiety right now. And so that's the numbness. So we're just going to strengthen you to all of that. I just want to touch base with you here again and just see where are you at with that.
I feel calm. I'm trying to feel into my feet. And, you know, there's, just sort of, I can just feel stiffness, and I resonate with trying to, feeling kind of slow where everything is speeding past me. And,
And it's actually coming up that you're ready to move faster now. Having said that, that it's kind of like a little bit unclear about which direction you want to go in. And so that's why I suggest to you that you get more clear where, you know, what it is that you really want and go to your heart for that. So we're just going to strengthen that for you and for everybody listening right now energetically. Yes, we live in a third dimensional world and we do have to be in a position where we have to work or we, you know, we make career choices or, you know, things happen in life where, you know, that things don't go as expected. And so we just want to strengthen you to all your expectations, that your expectations don't create limitations for you. And so that if you're going to believe in something, that you believe in your ability to shift this very quickly for yourself. And so we just strengthen you to that. Moving forward with ease, effortlessness, and with joy is what's coming up. Like feeling free of the shackles of being like under a security system. And it's bringing up a lot of technology for you. So that's why I was asking you about the computer. And so we just want to strengthen you to that, that if you wanted to, you could be in front of a computer as long as you want. And if you don't want to, you don't have to be, you know, kind of that going in that direction and just strengthen that for you. And just check in with you one last time here now, like just where you are at with this.
Yeah, definitely. I'm feeling kind of stuff kind of in my lower gut, just like kind of.
Yeah. feeling, what's happening is it's coming up that in your solar plexus, you had like it's tight in there. And so what's coming up is the energy flow from the top of your body to the bottom of the body, from the fingers to the hands, actually. And so I was just strengthening for you to be able to let go of things through your hands and to let go of things through your feet, like the exit portals there, so that any fears, anything that you haven't been able to grab onto, you know, and make solid is what's coming up. And so we just strengthen you to that, that you can grab onto what you want and let go of what you don't want. And that's basically what we're doing when we breathe. We are breathing in and we're breathing in life force energy. And then when we exhale, we are letting go of, you know, anything that is limiting us. Let's just put it to you for you like that. You start to become more aware of that so that your breathing supports a calm state for you to make good, strong choices moving forward. So how does that feel to you?
It's good. Yeah, there's a
yeah. little like, there we go. Okay, that's where I wanted to leave you in it. And you have perfect timing because we ran out of time now. So thank you so much for calling in. All right. And I want to thank Veronica once again for being on the show. And also, I want to thank everybody for all the wonderful feedback on my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens. That's also available at Amazon.com. Warning, this book may trigger the shift out of you. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be back next week, Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time with Mark Kettenbach. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.